This is Roel Tweet on Rock Island. 19th century steamboatmen were not more than ordinarily superstitious, but by the 1860s there did seem to be a disturbing pattern among Mississippi steamboats whose names began with the letter M. They seemed to be cursed. Captain John Bowfinger, who became president of the Anchor Line, claimed that with barely an exception, all steamboats built and run on the Mississippi and its tributaries whose names commenced with the letter M were either burnt, sunk, exploded, or an unsuccessful investment. He was referring to the Missouri, the Mary, the Michigan, Maria, Monarch, and the Mediator, all destroyed. Two friends ridiculed Captain Bowfinger for his superstition and named their boats the Metamora and the Midas. Both burned. A successful excursion boat pilot, Captain D.W. Wishard, bought the Keystone State and renamed her the Majestic. She was wrecked 13 days later. He then bought the Reese Lee and renamed her the Majestic. She burned. He then changed the name of his boat G.W. Hill to the Island Maid. She burned to the hull. Or consider a steamboat passenger, C.A. Hull, who boarded the steamboat Mammoth just as it caught fire. He started over again on the Magnolia, whose safety record was impeccable. The Magnolia blew her boilers, killing 35 people. Toward the end of the steamboat era, Captain Frederick Way, Jr., a leading authority on steamboating, discovered the curse was not as thorough as was thought. He found that of 723 steamboats with M names built before 1911, only 218 had met violent ends, not much more than double the statistics for all other boats. What do you suppose it was? Could the Mississippi be jealous and want to keep the M name all for itself? The Mississippi River does have masculine gender, the father of waters. It could be a macho male thing. Now that steamboats have all gone, where will the Mississippi strike next? I doubt there's anything at all to this, but if I lived, say, in Moline or Muscatine, I'd be on my guard.
Rock Island Lines with Roel Tweet is underwritten by Augustana College, Rock Island, Illinois.